About 1% of the population in the United States has epilepsy. So it's a very large number of people. And the very sad thing about epilepsy is that we don't have treatments that can control epilepsy for every individual.
That's Elaine Reynolds, Associate Professor of Biology. She's working with Blaine Caslin, a neuroscience major, to see whether diet plays a role in controlling epileptic seizures. Diets high in fat, low in protein and carbohydrates have shown promise.
We decided we were going to investigate this in flies. You don't want to take humans and, vary their diet randomly and then just look to see whether they have seizures or not. However, in flies, we can put them on any diet we want and we can look at the outcome.
These flies aren't your normal household variety. They're mutants, Bang-sensitive mutants, which means they're prone to convulsing when jostled. But how much do humans really have in common with the pesky fruit fly?
Obviously, flies don't have the usual, beautiful brain that we're used to thinking about that we see in humans or in animals. If you go to the level of the cell, though, and look at how cells function, how they generate electrical activity, the human neurons or the cells that make up the brain are identical, more or less, to the fruit fly neurons.
Reynolds and Caslin conduct their research in a small lab in Kunkel. Like short-order cooks for flies, they whip up different dietary concoctions, then give them to the flies to gorge. Afterwards, they stick them in something resembling a blender called a vortexer to induce seizures. Here's Caslin vortexing flies raised on normal food.
Okay, so that was a 10-second vortex, and now they're all down on the ground. Some of them are wiggling around a little bit, but oh, one of them has gotten up at 23 seconds, so that's pretty fast. Now, around 30 seconds is when they'll go from a paralysis to a seizure, so they'll be beating their wings really fast, twitching their legs. Some of them will be spinning around like tops.
And this is what happens to flies served a high-fat, low-protein, and carb diet.
Only two of them appear to be seizing. So now they're getting up. There is one out of the five is having a little bit of a seizure, two out of the five, whereas if they were on a normal food diet, it would be 100%. So that's a pretty good reduction. That's about as good as you could see with the best anti-epileptic drugs on the market.
So now what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand the components of the diet. Is it the high fat that produces the reduction in seizure, or is it the low carbohydrate?
Reynolds and Caslin presented their results at a Society for Neuroscience meeting last year. They also plan to publish their work in hopes that other scientists will continue this research using higher forms of life, bringing it one step closer to human trials. I'm Michelle Tallarita, class of 2012 for Lafayette Live.